Let's start on Daf Lametes Lamed Beis, the Machlokes Rabbi Yana and Rabbi Yochanan, because it's one long sugya. Omar Rabbi Yana alias Goyrul Mitoch Kalfi Ma'akeves. The alias Goyrul Mitoch Kalfi, that is Ma'akev the Avoider. And Rashi had said that you cannot have a Soil Hashem and a Soil Azazel without making the Hagrola. Hanoche eino ma'akeves. But putting down the Goyrel on the Seirim afterwards, that is not ma'akev. That means the Birul HaSeirim comes automatically with the Aliyah Mitoch HaKalfi. That already shaps the Birul HaSeirim. There's a mitzvah to make Hanoche. If you don't make Hanoche, but it is not ma'akev, in the Birul, which soil was Lashem, and which soil was Lazozel. That's Shitas Rabbi Yanai. V'Rabbi Yochanan Omar, af aliyah eino ma'akeves. Rabbi Yochanan holds that the Hagrola is also not ma'akev. That means there's a mitzvah of Hagrola, there's a mitzvah to be mevarer the Seirim al yedei Hagrola, but if he didn't make Hagrola, through the Kriya Shem, he could be mevara that this soil is Lashem and this soil is Lazoz. So we have a machloikis between Rabbi Yanai and Rabbi Yochanan if Hagrola is ma'akid. So the Gemara says further, Alibe de Rabbi Yehuda de Omar dvorim hanasim bebigdei lovam mi bechutz loy ma'akve. Kula alme loy pligi de loy ma'akve. Rabbi Yehuda holds that the avoides which were done through the Kohen Gadol, the big day lovim ibachutz. So these avoides are mitzvahs, but it is, we'll see the seder is not ma'akev. So kula alma loy pligi deloy ma'akve. That means even though in the Torah, it is written how the seder of the avodah should be mibachutz. It's a mitzvah, it should be like that. But if a person is mishana the seder, it is not ma'akev. Because Rabbi Yehuda holds, even though it says in the avodah Shem HaKippurim, it says chukah is only going on the avodah shebefnim. That means the avodah in the Kodesh Kodoshim, that avodah, the seder that is mentioned there is le'ikuv. It has to be dafke like this. But the seder in the avodahs, chutz from the Kodesh Kadoshim, from the Heichel and the Azore, the avodahs which are done by Big Delovon, this seder is not ma'akev. There's no chukah. Is kula alme loy pligi de loy ma'akve. So me'mele, just like Rabbi Yehuda holds that the Seder of the Avodis is not Ma'akiv, so Memele, the Etzem Hagrola also will not be Ma'akiv. That means whatever is written in the Parsha from the Avodis, the Avodis Chutz, it's not Ma'akiv. Because there's no Chukah on it. See, these are all mitzvahs without Ikuvim. Ki pligi alibid Rab Nechemia. Rabbi Nechemiah holds that chukah is going on the avoidis anasim bebigdei lovon, main bebifnim, main bebachutz. So whatever it says in these avoidis, it says chukah. So just like the seder of these avoidis are ma'akev, so the etzem avoidis also ma'akev. So therefore, it says agrole, so agrole is ma'akev. So the whole machloikis is according to Rabbi Nechemiah. Man da oma ma'akve, Rabbi Yanai that holds. That hagrol is ma'akev, Rabbi Nechemiah. So this is just like the seder avodis are ma'akev. So the datsam avodis, what I mentioned, bachutz is also ma'akev. You have chukah, so whatever says in the parsha is ma'akev. Uman di oma loy ma'akve, Rabbi Yochanan. That says that agrol is not ma'akev, afilu according to Rabbi Nechemiah. So Rabbi Yochanan says, hani mili avoide. All the avoides which are mentioned bachutz, and that is a pasuk chuka, that these avodas are ma'akev, the seid of these avodas are ma'akev, hagrola lav avodi, but hagrola is bechlal not an avodah. It's not an avodah, so memele chuka is only going on the avodas. So according to the first lashon, we have as follows. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Hagrola, which is Nasa Bechutz, is Zicha not Ma'akev. According to Rabbi Nechemye, that Avoides HaNasa is Bechutz, there's a Chuke and there is Ma'akev. So we have a Machlokes, is Hagrola also an Avoide? So Memeila will be Ma'akev like all the other Avoides which are Nasa's Bechutz, and that's the Svara of Rabbi Yanai. Rabbi Yochanan holds, Hagrola is not an Avoide, so therefore the Chuke is not going on Hagrola. Ika da Amri, Alibe de Rab Nechemye de Omar Ma'akve, Kula Alme loy pligi de Ma'akve. The second Lashon holds that Lachaira Hagrola maybe is also an Avoide, or Hagrola is Ma'akev. According to Rabbi Nechemye, there's nothing more to talk about. Chuke is going on Kolma Shanasa Bechutz. So, whatever it says in the parsha, that's Nasa Bechutz is also Ma'akev. Ki pligi alibid Rabbi Yehuda. Man da oma loy ma'akve. Rabbi Yochanan that says Hagrol is not Ma'akev. Ki Rabbi Yehuda. Because Rabbi Yehuda holds there's no chuka on the dvorim and Nasa Bechutz. Uman da oma ma'akve. The man the oma that says that it is Ma'akev. Shani hocho de tonne beikro asher olo treizimni. So the pashtus of the Gemara is, that's how Rashi learns pshat, that we have here a new gilui hakro that it is ma'akev. That means, out the posik chuke, we don't have a chuke. Chuke is only going on the avodas anasus bifnim. We have a new gilui that it's ma'akev because the posik said, Asha Olo Olov Hagoiro Lashem. Then it repeats itself, Asha Olo Olov Hagoiro Lazozel. So, Asha Olo is going on Hagrole. And so twice it repeated Hagrole. After the mitzvah of Hagrole, it says, Nochamo, you take this, sir, Asha Olo, Asha Olo. So this is coming to tell us that the Hagrola is Ma'akev. So Rabbi Yehuda has here a new Mekoyer that Hagrola is Ma'akev according to Rabbi Yanai, the Kefal HaLoshen Asha'ola Asha'ola. So according to the second Loshen, according to Rabbi Nechemye, everyone holds Hagrola is Ma'akev, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, we have a Machloikis, Rabbi Yanai holds Hagrola is Ma'akev, even though we don't have a chuke, but we have a new limit of Asha'ola, Asha'ola. And according to Rabbi Yochanan, Hagrola is not different than any other of the Avodas Bachutz, which are not Ma'akev. Meisvei. Rek the Gemara Akasha. We learned a Baraisa. The Baraisa says as follows. Mitzvah lahagrol. There's a mitzvah to make Hagrola. The imloy higrul, if he didn't make hagrola, kosher. So it's also kosher. You'll have the soil Hashem and soil Azazel without hagrola, with kri Hashem. So bishloim alahach lishna, according to the first loshen, da amrit, alibit, rab Yehuda, kolam aloy pligi, daloy ma'akve. That there's no machloikis between Rab Yanai and Rab Yochanan, and according to Rab Yehuda, hagrola zicha not ma'akev. So the zicha atane, Rab Yehuda, that holds. That Hagrol is not Ma'akev, Homoni Rabbi Yehudi. So this Baraisa will go according to Rabbi Yehudi. Elo lahach lishne da amret pligi, but according to the Loshen. According to the second Loshen that says that there's a machloikis between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yanai, according to Rabbi Yehudi, the Rabbi Yanai holds. Afilo according to Rabbi Yehudi, Hagrol is Ma'akev. So Memela, now we have a problem. Is Bishloi Meleman the Yomaloi Ma'akve? According to Rabbi Yochanan, that says, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it is not Ma'akev. So this Beraisa that says Hagrol is not Ma'akev. Homoni Rabbi Yehuda. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, we'll say it's going according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds Hagrol is not Ma'akev. Elo le man diyoma ma'akve, but according to the man diyoma, who holds according to Rabbi Yanai, that holds afilu according to Rabbi Yehuda, it is ma'akev homoni. So who is this Baraisa going according to? According to Rabbi Yanai, according to everyone, afilu according to Rabbi Yehuda, hagrol is ma'akev. Emfer te gemore, toni mitzve lohaniach, that you have to explain the Baraisa. You have to take the words of the Baraisa with a grain of salt. In Hagrole, there are two parts. There's the Birur Hagoyrol, and that is by taking it out from the Kalfi. And then there's the Gemar of the Hagrole, which is by putting it on the two Seirim. So this Baraisa that says Mitzvah LaHagril is speaking about the Gemar of Hagrola. The Gemar of Hagrola is the Hanoches Hagrolis on the Shnei Asirim. And that is taka true. Mitzvah LaHagril, it's a mitzvah to make Hanoches Hagrol. Ve'im Loi Higril, if he didn't make Hanoches, it is kosher. And the Emerson we had before, the Rabbi Yanai who was Machmer, Rabbi Yanai said, Aliyas goyrel mitoich kalfi ma'akeves, hanoche eino ma'akeves. We heard already that according to Rabbi Yanai, hanoche is not ma'akev. So memele, so the beraise that says it's not ma'akev is not speaking about the haschole of the hagrole, it's speaking about the gemar of the hagrole. Mitzvah lahagril to make hanoche, ve'im lo higril, if he didn't make hanoche, it is kosher. Let us see Rashi on top of Amid. Daf Mem Amud Aleph. Elo lahachlish ne da amrit alibi de Rabbi Yehuda pligi, that the whole machloik is between Rabbi Yanai and Rabbi Yechon is according to Rabbi Yehuda. Va oma Rabbi Yanai ma'ak, when Rabbi Yanai said it is ma'ak, va chosh kain le Rabbi Nechemia, according to Rabbi Nechemia tzich ma'ak, so me meile all the tanoim hold that Hagrol is ma'ak, Homoni, so this Baraisa that says that Hagrola is not Ma'akev, Loi Rabbi Yehuda, Veloi Rabbi Nechemye. And for the Gemara, Toni, Mitzvah Lohoniach. That what the Baraisa says, Mitzvah Lahagril means Mitzvah Lohoniach. Let's just, before we see this Rash, let us see the second Tosis and Daf Mem. He's not making a grais in the baraisa. Ela pirushi kama forish. He's explaining my loy higra loy hiniach agoiro. And since in the process of agrola there are two halakim, there's the birur agoiro and then there's the hanochas agoiro. So the baraisa is speaking about the second chelik of agrola. That's the hanochas agoiro. So he says mitzvah to make the second chelik. Vimlai higril is kosher. Now let us see Rashi. Toni mitzvah lohaniach. Vimlai hiniach kosher. Dibaha. Because by hagrole, kula alme moide. Everyone is moide. Dibinesine loitone baikra. We had said before, why according to Rabbi Yehuda? Why according to Rabbi Yehuda? Is Hagrola Ma'akev according to the second Loshin? Because it says Asher Ola, Asher Ola. So Asher Ola is speaking about the Etzem Hagrola. But, so that is Tone Beikro, so therefore it is Ma'akev. Oh, but the Menesine, but in the Nesines, Hagoyrol Al Hasirim Loi Tone Beikro. There, the Torah did not repeat itself. I saw someone as Ma'ira L'chayra, the Torah did repeat itself, because it says Asher Olav. Olav. The Olav is going, that's the Hanoche. From Olav we learn our Hanoche. But that's an Ha'ore. But let's go weiter with Rashi. The Menesine Loitona Bekro, Elocho de Zimna. Rashi Machsel Nishvisnik from the Olav. So Rashi says, the only place it says Hanoche, it says, it only says one place on the Chedrusiv Nosan Arayim Al Shnei Hasirim. So there it says there should be Hanochas Hagoyrol on the Shnei Hasirim. So Memele, so since it only says once, so therefore, since it only says once, so therefore it's not Ma'akev. Avol Ba'aliyeh. But the Birul HaGoyrol, the taking out of the Kalfi, Tona Bokro, there it says Taka two times. Dersiv Hikriv Arin as a Sawyer, he should be Makriv the Sawyer, Asher Olo Olov. So once it says, there it says that there was a Goyrol on this. Ursiva HaSawyer, Asher Olo Olov Lazozo, Nachamal Asher Olo. So Memele, so by Hagrola, it's Tona Bekro. So therefore Hagrola is Ma'akiv. Anoche loiton ebeikro, so therefore Anoche is not ma'akev. Now, Rashi explained, according to Rabbi Yehuda, why Anoche is not ma'akev. Because Anoche is loiton ebeikro. But Lachaire, we're going now according to the second Lashon. The whole problem was according to the second Lashon. Now, according to the second Lashon, it would seem according to Rabbi Nechemyeh, Hagrola is ma'akev on the Tana Beikra. According to Ramechem, you call Amaloi Pligi because it says Chuka. Chuka is going on all Avaidis. Sai Bifnim, Sai Bechutz. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, so whatever, see, you don't need a Tana Beikra, it should be ma'akev. It says Chuka. So Lechere, why isn't Hanoche ma'akev according to Ramechem? Rashi doesn't bother to explain this. Rashi, when here we hear in the Gemara, here before also in the beginning, the member of Rabbi Yannai said, Hanoche isn't ma'akev. Rashi didn't explain why. Rashi did explain why. Rashi says, Hanoche shel goyrol al asoyr eina ma'akve, afilu lo hinicho olov, Shrei ukve shal yamin begoyro shalei bimin v'chein tzira smoyer legoyro smoyer. Rashi said a svore. Rashi said because it was already determined which one is shal yamin and which one is shal smoyer. So therefore it was determined already. So therefore it is not ma'akev. Before Rashi said a svore. Here all of a sudden Rashi says psukim, limudim. Here Rashi doesn't say a svore. Here Rashi says, I don't have a posik. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's much easier. You don't have to say svaras. You don't have a posik that it's ma'akev. But again, here Rashi only mentions psukim, and according to, and Rashi doesn't explain why according to Rabbi Nechemyeh, Rashi speaks about it is a svara, the svara passed according to Rabbi Yehuda also. But here Rashi doesn't explain clearly why, according to Rav Nechemyeh, the Anoch is not ma'akev. Let us see the Taisvus Yeshonim and the Aflametes Amid Beis. The Taisvus Yeshonim does elaborate why, according to Rav Nechemyeh, the Anoch is not ma'akev. Anoch eino ma'akevitz, v'im toime lahai lishnekamet, the leslei Aliyah ma'akva mitayma de tana beikra. According to the first Lashon, he doesn't hold that the whole reason Hagrol is ma'akev because it's tana beikra. Ela mitayma, the sova leke Rav Nechemyeh. And according to Rav Nechemyeh, the reason why Hagrol is ma'akev because it says chukah. So whatever it says in the parsha, it says chukah, that's ma'akev. Is menolei deloi ma'akva hanoche, so why isn't hanoche ma'akev according to Rav Nechemyeh? So it says that you should make Hanoche. And it says Chuka. So why isn't Ma'akev? If you hold that Chuka is going on the whole parsha and the void is Chutz also, so why isn't the Hanoche, which is mentioned there, ma'akev? V'yesh loimar, hoyel v'heim kvar mevurorim shneim, since the birul was nizbaro al yedei the hagrole, ein svore she ta'akev Hanoche. So it's not a svore that it should be ma'akev the Hanoche. Bemison, that's the svore, what Rashi mentioned over here in the Flametes Amid Beis. Shrehuk v'sherimin begoyro shole bimin v'chein sira smoil begoyro smoil. The Davoini, I don't understand what the Tosfos Yeshanim is saying, what Rashi is saying. Be'emison, Mehechi Tesi, should one learn that that's Pshat and Posik. Behagrola is Mevarer, that the right soil should be whatever the Goyel is in the right hand. The left soil should be whatever the Goyel is in the left hand. That's the Biro. But could be the Chalois that is Chal on the Sirim is Chal when he puts it on. That means now I know which Goyel, Mehechi Tesi, it says Chuka. And Chuka means whatever it says in the Parshas Ma'akev. And then Hagrola had two Chalokim. One chalik is the biru, what the right one should be, what the left one should be. But how did the Rishonim know for such a double poshet that not with the hagrola, not only it should be, it becomes already. Maybe there's two chalokim in the mitzvah of hagrola. The etzem aliyah mi'akalfi tells us that this soil should be Lashem, this soil should be Lazozel. Good. So now, but now I have to be goymer it. Now, in order that it should become taka soil Lashem, nash soil Lazozel, you have to taka put the goyrel on the soil to make it. Hokaponim from the Rishonim weiss tois nitazoi, that the hagrole not only is telling us which soil should be, the Hagrola made it already, that the right soil automatically is what is in his right hand, and the left soil is what is in his left hand, so Mamela, so if it's done already, so it can't be Ma'ak. Period. Now let's see the Tosfos Yeshanim further. Vitema. Heiche choshev hocho Hagrola dvorim hanasim bebigdei lovon mibachutz. The Gemara, the first Lashon, had said that since this is Dvorim Anasim Bebig Delov Mibachutz, so according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's no Chukah, so it won't be Ma'akev. According to Rabbi Nechemia, there's a Chukah, will be Ma'akev. Rektach Taisvis, what besoif Haitziyu Loi, Choshev, the Gemara later says, Chafine, the Chafines Haktoires, is Dvorim Anasim Bebig Delov Mibifnim, that the chfine is considered dvorim anasim b'gdilov b'vifnim, hoyel v'tzoyrech pnimu. The Gemara says, Hamayr dekechidish later, the Gemara says that chfine, which b'poyel was made b'chutz, so the chfine's akteres was made outside of the Kodesh Kadoshim, some was made in the Azore, and it's called avoides pnim, and there's a din chukah on this, because the chafina is a tzorech pnim. So we see that when we're done, what is considered pnim and what is considered chutz, we don't look in the mokim where this pu'ula is done, we look of the purpose of the pu'ula. So if the purpose of the pu'ula is to create an avodas pnim, so this is now called an avodas pnim. So the whole purpose of the Hagrola is for an Avodas Pnim. So Mamela should be called an Avodas Pnim. Boskeit Meron, where the Hagrola is being made. For the Gemara later, it seems you don't look at the Mokeim Asiyah, you look at the Tachlis of the Asiyah. And if the Tachlis is Pnim, so there's a Din Pnim. The Tiritz Rabbi Chana, the Shani Agrola, Shehi Kemoi Kain Soire Chutz. Agrola is also a Soire Chutz. The Soire Amishtalayach. Agrola is not a pure Soire Pnim. It is a Soire Chutz also. It is a Soire Chutz also. Now, I didn't understand Tosfos. L'chayre, you're making, by the Hagrola, you're making a Goyrel on two Sirim. One Soyer is L'tzayrech Pnim, one Soyer is L'tzayrech Chutz. And so L'chayre, we should say that the Hagrola, which is Mevarer, the Soyer Apnimi, that agrola is a tzorech pnim. You can't make an agrola without two, but al koponim, the agrola that's mevara, which will be the tzorech pnimi, so that's an agrola le tzorech pnim. So lechayre, so this should be ma'akev. So therefore, this should be ma'akev because I need this for pnim. This is only for pnim. I have two geirolas. I can't make a geirola without two geirolas. But one geirol is for a tzairich pnim. This is l'chayre purely for pnim. The other geirol is for tzairich chutz. So theoretically, you could say that the geirol of the tzairich chutz is not ma'akev. The geirol of the tzairich pnim is ma'akev. And l'chayre you should need both. You can't have a geirol without both. Unless Taisvis means that the geirol that is mevarer, that this soya will be lifnim, this geirol is also mevarer that the other soya will be bechutz. That means each geirol has a double job. It's mevarer mitzadecho that if the geirol Lashem is saying that this soya will be Lashem, but the geirol Lashem is also saying that the other one will not be Lashem. That the other one will not be Lashem. So it could be the geirol Lashem alone is considered a tzairich chutz also. Al Kaponim Tosfos is saying as follows, that what the Gemara says further, that you don't look where the avoid is being done. You look at the tachlis of the avodah, that is dafke if the tachlis of the avodah is purely l'tzeirich pnim. So then we say, so this avodah has a din of avodah's pnim. But if the tachlis of the avodah is also l'tzeirich chutz, so therefore it doesn't have a halacha of avodah's pnim, which is a din of chukah la'akev. One teret. Va'aytiritz the time of the agrola lav avoidehi mahani leinyan zehatam the tzairich pnim kipnim domi. That means he says like this, that what we said that a tzairich pnim has a din like pnim that is davke if it is an avoide that's done bechutz. L'tzairich pnim is a din of avoidas pnim, which is ma'akev. But something which is not an avoide, that's done l'tzairich pnim, that doesn't have a din of avoidas pnim. So it's not ma'akev. So, therefore the Gemara said that, according to Rabbi Yehuda, since it doesn't have a shame avoide, the Gemara understood, Pentasis would seem that afilo according to Rabbi Yanai, Agrola is not called an Avoide. According to Rabbi Yanai, Agrola is not considered an Avoide. No, according to Rabbi Nechemye, even though it's not an Avoide, it is also a Din Chuka, that it's Ma'akev. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, the only way it can be considered a double pnimi is if it would be an avoida l'tzairich pnim. Hagrola is not an avoida, so therefore it doesn't have a din of pnim, and therefore it's not ma'akev. Now, Taisvis just said a mouthful, that in order to get a shem pnim, you have to have an avoida. Afilu nachshev shchita kitzayrech pnim l'Rabbi Yehuda, k'may chafine b'seif perik haitziya loike de perish l'ashe aplukted Rabbi Yehuda v'Rab Nechemyem. So now, Rashi says later, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the shchita of the chveis, of the par, of the soil, is ma'akev as a din of pnim, because it's a tzayrech pnim. So you see that even though it's not an avoide, shchit is not an avoide. Shchit is ksheire bezor, afal pikein, according to Rabbi Yehuda, has a din pnim, because it's l'tzairich pnim. Va'afal gav de shchit olav avoide. So we see that l'chaire, the second teretz, is not true. That as long as it's a tzairich pnim, even though it's not an avoide, it also has a din pnim. So Taisa says, Mikol Mokim Shchita Adife the Shaykh Bo Pigul V'chayovan Aleh B'chutz. Shchita V'nishvi, even though it's Ksheira B'zo, but you see it has Helochis. It's also has Dinei Avoide. You can be Mefagel in the Shchita. The Shchita B'chutz is also. Aval Agrola Eino Irak Kri Yashem V'shach Midi La'avoide. Agrola is Tamazay nothing. So memele, so to make a dovo pnimi out of something that's not an avoda whatsoever, that you don't say. So therefore, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it is not ma'akev. Rabbi tirets tagrole nami chutzi l'soyer hanase bifnim l'shchite v'kabole sha'isin tchile. Rabbi said, this is not like Rashi. That Rashi said that the Shechita is a din pnim. Rabbi said that could be the Shechita doesn't have a din pnim. So memele, so the hagrole is letzoirach Shechita, which soil will I shech bechutz, and which I'll be maze bifnim. So the hagrole is not only a tzoirach pnim, the tzoirach chutz upnim. So then the tzoirach chutz upnim doesn't have a din pnim. That is why, according to Rav Yehuda, according to the first Loshin, Agrola Zichanat Ma'akev, since it is not an Avedis Pnim. Let us go further in the Gemara. Toshma, Mitzvah Lahagril Ulehisvadois. There's a mitzvah to make Agrola. There's a mitzvah of Vidi. Loi Higril, Veloi Hisvado, Kosher. So here we see again that Hagrola is not Ma'akiv, and we have here the same Kasha according to the second Loshen of the Gemara, that according to Rabbi Yanai, Sai Rab Nechemia, and Sai Rab Yehuda hold that Hagrola is Ma'akiv. So who is this Paraisa going according to? It says, Loi Higril, Kosha. V'chitei mochinam iloniach, we'll say the same Teretz of before. We are not speaking about the Ascholas Hagrola, we're speaking about the Gemar Hagrola. And that's what it says, the mitzvah lahagril, to make Hanoche, loy higril, kosher, because according to everyone, Hagrola is not ma'akev, Hanoche is not ma'akev. Eimo seife. No, but here it won't stim. Rabbi Shimon Oimer, Rabbi Shimon says as follows, Yischoylik and the Tanakame. He says, Loi Higril Kosher, you're right. By Hagrola, it's not Ma'akev. Loi Hisvade Posch, but you say that Vidui is not Ma'akev. I wish to disagree with you. Vidui is Ma'akev. So, my Loi Higril, so what is the Loi Higril of Rab Shimon? Ilai Meloi Hiniyach, if you'll tell me that Loi Higril means Loi Hiniyach, just like we said before, the Tanakhama says Hanoch is not Ma'akev, and Hagrola is Ma'akev, and Hanoch is not Ma'akev. And that's what Rabbi Shimon also says, that Hanoch is not Ma'akev. Michlal de Rabbi Shimon Sovar, so if Rabbi Shimon is saying, in other words, Hanoch is not Ma'akev, so Sovar, so Rabbi Shimon holds Hagrola Ma'akev, but the Etzem Hagrola is Ma'akev. Basanya, we learned in Abaraisa, Meis Echod Mehen, what happens if one, you made Hagrola, you Makayim Mitzvahs Hagrola, and then one of them died? Is Mevi Chaveroi Shaloi Bahagrola Divrei Rab Shimon. So you bring another Sawyer, you Makayim Mitzvahs Hagrola, and now one died, so bring another Sawyer to take place of that one that had died. Divrei Rab Shimon. So we see klal that Rab Shimon holds that the Etzem Hagrola isn't Ma'akev. The second soya I'm bringing, it is becoming in place of the one that died without Hagrola. That's what Kri Yashem. But it's without Hagrola. So we see klal, you can get a soya, Hashem, Ol Azazel, without Hagrola. So now let's go retroactively. So Kaponim, Rab Shimon, when Rab Shimon said, Loi Higril Kosher, so Rab Shimon means he didn't make the Ascholas Hagoyl. That's kosher. And that's so lechayre. So that's the same taich in the Tanakame. Lehigrol kosher means he didn't even make that scholos agoyr on the discussion. They both say the same lashon. So now we're back to the kasha on Rabbi Yanai. Rabbi Yanai had said that agrol is ma'akev according to everyone. The Baraisa that says lehigrol kosher speaking about hanochas agoyro. From Rab Shimon, you see that that's the taitz of Lehigril. From Rab Shimon, you see that is not the taitz of Lehigril. Because the Lehigril of Rab Shimon means that Afilu Das Cholos Agrol is also not Ma'akib. Let us see Rashi. Lisvadois al-soira mishtalaya chidersi visvada olav ilayim elayhiniyach. If Lehigil means, according to Rab Shimon, he didn't put it on the soil, but who the Kama Rab Shimon kosher? Avol ali yosef mitayich kalfi yisle Rab Shimon de ma'akve. Rab Shimon holds that Hagrola is ma'akve. Vasanya, we learned in Abaraise, meis echad mem la'achra Hagrola. The efsheroid la'hagril, you cannot make a new Hagrola im ken yovishnaim achem. You have to bring two new ones. And then the one that is now alive will go leibut. So then Rab Shimon says you don't have to do that. Maybe echad min hashuk tachazeh shemeis v'yehei chaveirei shul zeh ha'oimid v'ein tzorech lahagel. You don't have to be magel. So kaponim, we see that Rab Shimon holds that agrol is not ma'akev. So memele, so the lehigil im lehigil kosher means if you didn't even make the trilas agrol, it is kosher. So that is the same taich according to the Tanakam, also lehigil kosher. So we're back to the kasher and Rabbi Yanai. Rabbi Yanai said according to everyone, say according to Rabbi Yehuda, say according to Rabbi Nechemia, agrol is ma'akiv. That's cholos agrol. And for the Gemara, Rab Shimon lo yoda maikomri rabbonon. Rab Shimon was unclear what the rabbonon meant. Rabbonon said lo higril kosher. Rab Shimon did not know what does lo higril mean. Vochi komalu. So he told them as follows. I hagrole, hagrole mamesh. If you mean to say that the tchilas agrole is not ma'akiv also, komrisu, that's what you're saying. Means you hold like me by hagrola, that hagrola is not ma'akiv. Peligno alaychu b'chod, then we only have one machlokes. Well, machlokes is vidui ma'akiv or vidui not ma'akiv. You hold vidui is not ma'akiv, hold vidui is ma'akiv. That, if you, that lehigril means lehigril ascholos hagrola. So then I agree with you. I hagrola de kamriso haino hanoche. But if the word hagrola you say means hanoche, so you are saying hanoche is not ma'akev, but hagrola is ma'akev. Then I'm saying peligno alaychi betarti. Then I'm chaylik on you in tunikudis. I hold that hagrola is not ma'akev. And you hold hagrola is ma'akev, only hanoche is not ma'akev. We'll see Klor and Taisvis exactly what the Gemara accomplished with this teretz. But first, let us first see Rashi. Rab Shimon lo yoda lo oilam lo higril de koma tanekame kosher lo hiniyachu. So the Gemara, so Rab Yanai answered as follows: the tanekame, I'm telling you, the tanekame that that kind of said lo higril kosher means lo hiniyach. Udekashelach, I have a kasha. If it means lohiniach, heichi koma Rab Shimon, alo lohigril kosha. Yagrolazu hainu hanoche, mashme dehi lohelo, posala Rab Shimon. That means if you tell me agrocha means hanoche, so Rab Shimon is saying lohiniach kosha, vaisais, but lohigril will be posal. And we know Rab Shimon holds lohigril is also kosha. Lohitikshi. The lehigril de koma Rab Shimon lehigril mamish. Rab Shimon said lehigril, that means he didn't make any hagrola whatsoever. And Rab Shimon that's ichabshat. But he did not know the loy higril to come al tanakame, but he did know what the tanakame holds. Is the loy higril of the tanakame going a hanochu de koi? Bahi kamu rabshimil rabbonon loy higril kosher de kamrisu. What you that what you're saying that loy higril is kosher? Hainu baaliye if. The loy higgle that you're saying means that the etzem hagrol is not ma'akiv du hagrol mamish. The ligne laichu bechode b'loy zvade. Then we only have one machlekes. We only have a machlekes legabi vidui. That you hold that vidi is not ma'akiv and I hold vidi is ma'akiv. I behagrol de kamri so hainu anoche. But if what you are saying that Hanoch is not Ma'akev, that's what you're saying, but you personally hold that Agrola is Ma'akev, Avoli Liditchu Ma'akev, Pligno Betarti. So then we have a double Machlekes. The Lididi Hagrola Loi Ma'akev Klal, Vavidi Ma'akev, Lekama Meforish Taime de Tavayu Bevidu. So we have here in the Gemara that Rab Shimon said as follows. If loy higel according to you means trilas agrola, then I agree with you. I also hold loy higel is kosher. If you mean to say loy higel means loy hiniach, then you say loy hiniach kosher. So I'm telling you loy higel afilu the etzem agrola is also kosher. I'm chaylik on you. So let us see Taisus, the third Taisus. Rab Shimon lo yoda. The imtaima, fractaisvis, why does the Gemara have to stick this in? Rab Shimon did not understand, what the Chachamim are saying. Leime de shape yoda. He knew pshat. The loy higril of the Tanakama means loy hiniach. That's how Rab Yanai fataitched it. That Rab Yanai said that Hanoch is not ma'akev, Hagrola is ma'akev. And Rab Shimon is saying, I hold Agrol is also not Makif. Why do you have to say he didn't know Pshat? Saibisai, you're going to say that that there was a tzad that it means Hanoch, and if it means Hanoch, he's Chaylik. So why do you have to say he did not, doesn't mean Hanoch, doesn't mean Agrol? Say Klol. Say the way Rab Yanai had said. That according to the Tanakam, Agrol is Zichem Makif, and Rab Shimon is coming to say Agrol is not Makif. Vim Taima, Leime de Shaper Yoda. He knew what the Tanakame means. The Tanakame means Loihiniach. The Loihigril, the Rab Shimon, Hainu Allah. Rab Shimon says Loihigril is kosher. He means that he didn't make the Etzem Agrola. Ki Heiche de Meforshinami Hashe. The way you're saying now that he didn't know. Loy higril di day olo, but al kaponim, whatever the chachomim meant, he meant that olo is also kosher. Avo gav de loy higril de rabonim misafkele have yiniach ayolo. So let us say it wasn't a sofik. He holds agrol is not ma'akev, olo is not ma'akev. And they're saying that avka anoch is not ma'akev. So why do you have to make this whole geratschke with was a sofik? Peyeshloima, Irab Shimon, Pshitalei, the Loi Higril, the Rabbonon, Haina Loi Hiniach, if Rab Shimon would be poshet, that according to the Rabbonon, Hagrola is Ma'akiv. No, they're just saying, Hanoch is not Ma'akiv. Im Kain, Havalei, Lemeimer, Ihu, Loi Olo, Hagoiro. So, they called Hanoch a Higril. Loi higril kosher, so they said that if he didn't make anoch, it's kosher. If he wants to be moisif and say that afilo he did, they didn't make aliyah, they didn't make agrol, it's also kosher. So don't say they're loshen, that's very confusing. They use the word higril to tell us that hanoch is not makir. So he should have said, avalayu lemeima loi olo agoyrol, it's also kosher. Be explicit in what you are chaylik on the Tanakhama. Avol hashte niche, mishum de mesafkele, dumna rabboni omri loyola. Maybe the rabbonin mean loyola. Vikoru lei loy higril. They're also talking about ola, and they call ola higril. So memela, so why should he be mishana de loshin? Fakel. they're speaking about Allah, and they say that Lay Allah is also kosher. She also said Lay Higel kosher. Look at Nami Lay Higel. There's one thing I don't understand here. Rabbi Yannai's Teretz, L'chayre, according to the second Lashon, Rabbi Yannai said that according to Rabbi Yehuda, Hagrol is Ma'akev. So Rabbi Yannai explained why is Hagrol Ma'akev. So he had a posik that says, Tona Olav La'akev. The posik says, two times, Asher Olav, Asher Olav. So Memele, so it's Shona La'akev. So let us understand, how did Rabbi Yannai know that according to Rabbi Yehuda it's Ma'akev? He didn't have any raya from Rabbi Yehuda, but he learned Chumash. Rabbi Yannai learned Chumash. Rabbi Yannai said that, if it says, Shana Olav La'akev, it says two times, so it has to be Ma'akev. I mean, there's no shaykhis at all, especially the way Rashi says Pshat. There's no shaykhis with Chukah. Chukah is one thing. If Chukah is going on Pnim, is going on Chutz, okay, that's a machlokes from Nechemia and Rabbi Yehuda. But it's Shana Olav La'akev. So, like, there was no sofik in Rabbi Yannai's mind, not he had a raya from Rabbi Yehuda, there was no sofik in Rabbi Yannai's mind that according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Hagrola should be Ma'akiv, because it says...
Rabbi Yehuda is one that Rabbi Yehuda is one that Rabbi Shimon was misupported, maybe the Chachamim hold that it is not Ma'akiv. And so you see this Shana Bei La'akiv is not so poshut. Number one, Rabbi Shimon was misupported, maybe the Tanakhama also, you don't say Shana Bei La'akiv. Maybe Hagrol is not Ma'akiv. And Rabbi Shimon himself holds Hagrol is not Ma'akiv. So you see the Shana Bei La'akiv is not such a sort of shooter. So how did Rabbi Yannai know, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it is Ma'akev? And number three, if I didn't know why, if there is such a Shana Bei La'akev, according to Rabbi Nechemya, why do you need this? According to Rabbi Nechemya, you have a chukah. So why do you need a Shana Bei La'akev? One ha'or I'd like to mention before we go further. Very gishmak ha'ore that the Sfas Emes asks on the Gemara. The Gemara says that according to Rabbi Yehuda, Hagrola is Ma'ake, because it says, Shana Bei La'akev, it says, Asha Olo. It says twice Asha Olo. Asha Olo, Olo, Agoyro La'ashem, and Asha Olo, Olo, Agoyro La'azot. So two times Asha Olo, so that means that you have to have Agrola. So the Sfas Emes Paines, so the Asha Olo is speaking about two different Seirim. That means you made a Goyrol for the Lashem, made a Goyrol for the Azor. So you have to have a Goyrol on both. You have to have a Goyrol on both. So the Pasuk says, if you didn't make a Goyrol on both, that's Gomish. He says, what'll be if I made a goyrel on one, I didn't make a goyrel on the other one? That's the case of Rab Shimon. Rab Shimon's case was, he first made a goyrel on both, and then one died, so now one he's taking without a goyrel. So he says, and this could be, there's no Shana La'akev. The whole Shana La'akev is, says there should be Asha Olo Lashem, it should be Olo Lazoto. You didn't make anything, so it's Ma'akev. But if you made one, could be, it's not Ma'akev. So the Mele, he asks on the whole Gemara's Kasha. The Gemara asks the Kasha, how could you say that what the Tanakhama says, Lo Higlu means Lo Hiniach, but why he says Hagrola is Ma'akev? Rabbi Shimon, you can't say Hagrola is Ma'akev. Because Rabbi Shimon holds Hagrola is not Ma'akev. So the Sfas Emes says, L'chayre, one can ding zech. Rabbi Shimon also holds Hagrola is Ma'akev. The same Hagrola that's Ma'akev according to the Tanakam is Ma'akev according to Rabbi Shimon also. It means the Tanakam is saying mitzvah la Hagrol is a mitzvah to make Hagrola on both. It's a mitzvah to make Hanoch on both. If he didn't make a Hanoch on both, it's not Ma'akev. If he didn't make a Hagrola on both, it is Ma'akev. Could be Rabbi Shimon is also moided to that. If he didn't make Hagrola on both, it is Ma'akev. Rabbi Shimon that says Agrol is not Ma'akev, it's about a different case. He made Agrol on one and not on the other one. This Kashi, this was MSS. Al Kaponim, let us go further. Toshma, Pal Ma'akev es Asoyo. Visoya ein Ma'akev es Apal. B'matonesh shebifnim. Now just let's learn Taich in the Vainik, and then before the Baraisa, before we see Rashi. The Torah wrote a Seder. What has to be first, what has to be second. So the Baraisa says as follows. Par ma'akiv es asoyah. That means the avodas pnim, that the par is first. If he made the soil first, it's no good. He has to do it over again. Pal ma'akev es ha-soil. The k'timas pal, what it says in the Torah, that's ma'akev the avodas ha-soil. That the soil will not be good if it is not after the pal. If he made the soil before the soil is not good. The soil ain't ma'akev es ha-pal. But, there are certain cases that the soil is supposed to be before the avodas par. And what will be the din if he made the par first? It won't be ma'akev. That means even though the soil should be first, in other words, the k'dimas ha-par l'soil is ma'akev. If the soil is magdim, the avodas ha-par to the soil, this is ma'akev. This is not ma'akev. That's what the Baraisa says so far. Now let us see Rashi. Pal ma'akev es ha-soyer im higdim achas min avodas shel-soyer ha-meuchoreis. He was magdim one of the avodas of the soil, which really should come later. L'shel pal, but he was magdim it. He made the avoida of the soil before the pal. He was magdimit before the pal. Vaso koidim le pal. Ha pal shehu loili kodim lo. The pal which should have been first. Ma'akev. So this is ma'akev. Upoislo. So therefore this avoida has soil, which should have been done after the pal. If it wasn't done after the pile was done before the pile, so the avodas ha-pile, which should have been first, possible the avodas ha-soil. Veino oi lo loi. So this avodas doesn't help the tzorch la'azov la'asoisir la'acher ha-pile. So you have to make it after you made the avodas ha-pile. The k'dimis ha-pile is ma'akiv. If you make them the soil before the pile, so it doesn't help. Now Rashi explains the Seder. The Seder Avodaseyim Kachi Beparsha. What is the Seder which we're speaking about? One has to be before the other. Bitchila Misvada Al Hapal Vidui Rishi. First, the Kohen Gadol is Misvada on his pal, one Vidui. This is Olav Al Beisoy. That's the first thing. Va'achakach Magril Al Asoyim. Then he makes Hagrola. Ba'achakach misvada al hapol vidushen. This is on all the kahanim. That's number three. Vishochtoy. Then he shechs the pal. And umachnis kaf umachto. And then he brings in the kaf umachto to the kodesh kadoshim. V'noisen as a k'toyres al ha'ish. Then v'noisen midam hapal al hakapoyres. Then he goes in with the dam apar al hakapoyres. Ba'achar kach shoychit es ha-soyer, b'noisin mimenu al hakapoyres. Ba'achar kach this ad kan avodas pnim. This is done in Kodesh Kadoshim. So we hear in the Kodesh Kadoshim, the Nesines Adam Dam Apar Ala Kapoiris, then we have the Nesines Dam Hasor Ala Kapoiris. Ba'achakach, afterwards, Noisin Midam Apar Ala Poroiches. This is already Avodas Chut. This is in the Heichali standing. Ba'achakach Midam Hasor on the Poroiches. Ba'achakach Ma'ariv Domim, he mixes the Dam Apar with Dam Hasor, the Noisin Ala Mizbeach Apnimi. He puts this on the Mizbeach Apnimi in the Heichali. Avol asoyer einoi ma'akiv es hapar. Im higdim avoides hapar, if he was magdim avoides hapar, v'hu min amu u'choreis l'shel soyer. This avoides should have been after the avoides asoyer, v'oso lifnei soyer, and he made this avoides hapar before the soyer. Ein asoyer shayeroi likadim lo poislo. The soyer, which should have been first, does not passel the path. B'matonois shebefnim kamu. Now that's what we said, that the avoides apar is ma'akev, the avoides asoya. The avoides asoya is not ma'akev, the avoides apar, but matonois shebefnim kamu. The Seder HaPar Ma'akev Es HaSoyer. And the Avodah Shebefnim, the Seder HaPar Koydem HaSoyer, this is Ma'akev the Soyer. Now the Gemara is going to explain this Barais a little more. What is the Barais speaking about? Bishloim Par Ma'akev Es HaSoyer, the first Halach. That the par ma'akev es ha-soyer, the ag, the mail is soyer, mikam e-pal, le-ovet, le-kluf, let's say he is shech the soyer. Before he brought in the dam ha-par in the Kodesh Kadoshim, he'll bring the dam ha-soyer into the Kodesh Kadoshim. Le-ovet, le-kluf, so it's nothing, a kel. It says, chuka, by the avodas pnim, and the chuk is saying that the seder also has to be the way the Torah has written it. So the Mela making Hazoya ala kapoiris of the Dama Soya before the Dama Par, so it's nothing, it doesn't work. So that's good. Elo Soya ain ma'akev es ha-par, but the other case. And we said that that if he was magdim, avoidis ha-par la avoidis ha-soya, it's not ma'akev. Mind you, what is that case? Let us see Rashi before we go further. Yag the Melisir shall avena badim mikam meipal vayosa klum. If he was maze on the kapoires before the pal, so that's nothing. And the soil ain't a ma'akev es ha-por, my new. Eza avoide motzino b'soil. Where is there an avoide b'soil ha-kedemes l'shel par b'matnas pnim? Where do we have b'matnas pnim that the soil should be before the par? And he did the par first. Because l'chayr, there's a shekelach problem over here. In the matnas pnim, there's only two avoides. There's the hazoyis tamapa and the kapoiris. There's hazoyis tamasir and the kapoiris. That's the whole thing. The pa comes first and the soya comes second. Later on, the paroiches, that matnas chutz already. He's standing in the heichel, he's doing avoides. So where do we have in matnas pnim that the soya should have been first? And he was magdim the pole to the soyer, and it's not ma'akev. What was the case? El soyer ain a ma'akev es ha-par, my new. Eza avoide motzinu b'soyer, ha-koydemes l'shel par b'matnas pnim, v'neimo alo she'im shino, Lahagdim eshel par lefonel, to say in such a case, really, he should have been magdim the soil to the par. But if he was, he wasn't magdim it, ein asoil aroi likadim lo poislo. So we have to figure out what is the case.